Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beef and syndicated on Power 102.8 LA. The Out the Mud podcast platform illuminates compelling personal stories of some of the brightest and innovative minds within Generation Z music culture. Tonight, we have the incredible opportunity of interviewing Bat Boy, a talented recording artist and entrepreneur. My name is Zoe Rose Gold, and I am your host tonight. Y'all can follow me on I Am Zoe Rose Gold on IG. Now, I'm proud to introduce recording artist Dat Boy to the podcast. What's good, Dat Boy?
Hello, hello, everybody. Y'all can find me on Instagram at one.datboykj. I also got a YouTube channel. I also got Spotify, all that. You can find my music. Just type Dat Boy, and yeah, you're going to find me.
All right. Yeah, he's jumping into business right away. He's like, yo, y'all check me out. All right, so we're going to just jump into, like, how you were, your background, how you were raised and stuff like that. So tell us, like, where did you grow up? Were you raised by both parents? And what was, like, your most, who influenced you the most during your childhood?
Okay, so growing up, I did grow up in a two-parent household. Mm-hmm. It's more every child's ideal two-parent household, though, when it was all said and done. I faced a tragic dealing with both of my parents. But overall, I was very blessed. Who inspired me the most growing up, I'm going to say a positive a role model I had was my grandfather. He passed away 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Probably like three now. I don't even know. I lose track of time. But right. He did singing. He was a good singer. He could have been one of the world's greatest people. But, you know, everybody faced challenges in life. But yeah, that's somebody, a positive role model I had growing up. Growing up, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, to be exact, the 804, the rich, whatever y'all call us. Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm from. So yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know y'all on the West Coast, but I'm from the East Coast. So yeah, Richmond to be exact. Some people know DMV, but nah, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. And yeah, just growing up, I had everything a child could want for real, but at the cost of it, you know, I had to deal with a lot of things, you know, had to deal with all kind of foolishness. Like, it ain't necessarily like, you know, everybody don't want to grow up in no two-parent household. And then especially when it's not your biological parent and your mother.
Got you. So, okay. So you grew up with like a stepfather.
Yeah, I had a stepfather and a mother.
Okay.
That is my dad, though, granny. But he's just a fucked up individual. Excuse my language.
Gotcha.
He's just a messed up individual.
Right. Okay, so break down the type of kid you were. Were you a kid that got in trouble a lot and he had to, like, go, like, hem you up? I don't know. Like, what?
Well, growing up, I'm going to just call it for what it is. Recently, I just graduated high school in 2023,
okay.
In June.
Congrats.
But in March of 2023, he killed my mama. I came home from work one day, seen my mama in the yard. Police was already out there. They had to bury around my mama. And yeah, that's how my high school year finished. That's But growing up, he wasn't able to discipline me. He got, like, he was in and out of jail. I ain't come on here to tarnish him, but my mama, like, she just, certain stuff my mama didn't go for because of already the stuff we had to deal with. Growing up as a kid, though, I mean, all kids have behavior problems sometimes. I graduated, I mean, I took Spanish for 3 years. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm in college now. But growing up, I did fight. I did get put out of school. I did go to parties. I mean, I'm an only child, so I had no choice but defend for myself and fight. Because my mama and my stepfather, they made sure I looked good. Like, I ain't never want for nothing. I always had the latest Jordans. Always. I had a hoverboard. I had an iPhone at like 7. I never wanted for anything. It's just, you know, everything comes at a price.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. Congratulations on graduating high school and moving on to college and just, like, you know, pushing through, you know.
Thank you.
That's amazing. So what, that tenacity, where do you feel like you get that from? Just being able to push through.
My mother, overall, like, I just seen my mama go through a lot. My mama's a very strong person, like, throughout the years. Eventually, I'm going to tell my story on the platform for the world sooner than later. But for right now, you know, I'm kind of taking things slow, still grieving. But my mother, she was a very outstanding, plus mother. My mama made sure when he was doing bids and me getting put out of school, my mama held it down. My mama worked at 11 to 7, and she still managed to take me to school. She still managed to show up to court dates. My mama was anything of real, anything anybody would want for real, for real.
She was there.
She was present. She was there. She made sure her parents was good, me good, him good. She made sure everybody was good around her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody don't appreciate what you got.
Absolutely. So at what age did music become a priority for you?
I started making school in middle school. I had this song. So you know that song, Bust It Wide Open? Mm-hmm. That jank. I sampled that jank one time in middle school, and I started a twerk challenge for it. It went viral in my city. I had a lot of girls twerking to it, and, I mean, that's just how I started. But overall, like, as a little kid, I was rapping. Like, I made my first song with my cousin called Trying to Get Some Money, Trying to Get Some Haters. okay. Yeah. I ain't know what I was manifesting as a little boy that young, but hey, I got it. And it's a sad thing. It's my reality. But, you know, they say if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So, yeah.
Got you. So, did your cousin Carl, did he influence you? Did y'all have a group? Like, how did that work?
No, my cousin, he was a grown man. Like, my cousin, like, he was like, I'm 19, so he probably like, he like 30 something. He my mama cousin more so, but he just, you know, made sure, you know, it takes a village. So, yeah. But nah, the person who influenced me the most with my music was my granddaddy, but he was a singer. I just can't sing. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, I'm going to take another path with it. Let's see how far I get me.
Got you. All right, so explain to us your sound. Like, what message are you trying to give to the audience?
I mean, it really don't. I mean, I'm all about peace, love, positivity. But, you know, it's a young fly. That boy world, you know, it's a young, I don't know if I can say the N word on here, but yeah. So, yeah, like, it's just, my music overall, though, like, I make, like, love songs, I make songs for parties, I make all kind of music. I'm an artist, I'm not a rapper, let me say that. So I don't put myself in no one little category. I try to expand as much as possible, learn much as possible, because if you're not learning, you're not growing.
So what motivated you to are you totally consumed with this? Like, this is what you're doing? Are you this is plan A with music, or you got, like, you know, you don't care
about other plans?
You got other plans. Okay.
I feel like this in life, you should always have other plans. For a long time, this was my only plan, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie. This takes blood, sweat, tears, and money.
Okay.
And
right.
you gotta be able to put your all in this, and to make money from this, you gotta put money into this. Right. It ain't made for everybody. Everybody do it, granted, but it ain't made for everybody. So right now in my adventure, like, because I have been doing this since middle school, I mean, it won't none for me to work at a McDonald's job and, you know, go to the studio, make a video or stuff like that. But now that I'm older, like, I'm in school for it right now currently. So I'm kind of like putting my all into it still, but I'm trying to put something else out here into the world, or make me another hustle, make a business or something, because nowadays you need more than one source of income. And now, since I'm not a little boy no more, I got to do everything on my own. These bills got to be paid.
So, yeah, so it does cost. You definitely have to put money into this, you know, and sometimes you don't see the rewards right away. So what motivates you to keep going? Like, I'm sure it's studio time. You got to pay studio time. You got to, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So what motivates me, I didn't mean to cut you off. But what motivates me is the fact that, you know, I'm all I can depend on. I still got a dream. I still got a life too to live. Everybody else to live their life. Everybody follow their dreams. And if they're not, then they're a fool, not me. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, I know some people, it may take them 1 year. Some people may take two. Shit. Mm-hmm. Shoot, it took Sexy Red 6 months. So, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. So it's all about what you put into it and what you get out of it. And overall, like, what motivates me is the fact that I still got dreams, goals, aspirations, and I done been through enough in life. So before I die, I'm at least trying to make it, you know, I'm trying to make it count. I'm trying to have a story. I'm trying to have memories. Like, I ain't go through all this for nothing to live a boring, basic, simple life. Nah.
Yeah, no, I mean, your life is compelling, like the stuff you're saying, and that's just scratching the surface, I'm sure. You probably got a lot of other stories to tell, so
yeah.
Don't you keep, write a book too, you know what I'm saying?
No, I am, trust me, because nowadays, you know, you can put certain stuff in a book that you can't say online, because everybody not going to read that book.
Right, true.
Mm-hmm. Everybody go click the video though if they nosy enough, or they been through it, or just they want to see what's going on. But a lot of people ain't gonna pick up that book to know the real, and to know, like, the, you know, people don't read books no more, for real, for real.
True. Audio book, you know. So all right, so spell out your artist name the way it's on the music streaming site, so people can go ahead and stream.
Okay.
The music. Mm-hmm.
So it's spelled THATBOY. That's all, that boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's on all platforms.
Yeah, I'm on all platforms. You can even find me on Apple Music too. Oh. But sometimes you got to put in, like, I'm not going to lie to y'all, you got to put in a song name. But like right now, okay, so if you go to Apple Music, mm-hmm. Like, I could, I don't know if y'all looking, but look, hold on.
We see you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Right here, it's going to be a picture of a little black boy right here, and it's all my music.
Okay.
I just dropped something today called With Me,
mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Oh, you just
I got music. Today. Yeah, I just dropped something today. I dropped a little love song. It's like an auto-tune love song. And go like, can you be with me? But yeah, that's the song though. Like, for real, go scream that, y'all.
I no doubt. So next time we're gonna talk about who he's talking about when he's singing. Why can't you be with me? All right, that's for the next.
No, it's be with me. It's be with me. It's be with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's can you be with me?
Oh, can you be with me? All right, right. Okay, cool. So we'll save that story for the next time. So,
yeah, say that one for the next time, for real.
All right, so make sure you guys follow that boy. Make sure y'all follow him on all streaming sites. Make sure y'all go stream that music. Make sure you also follow me on IG at I Am Zoe Rose Gold, and I'll follow you back. Also, make sure you guys follow the whole movement at Radio Pushers and at Radio Pushers TV on Instagram. Make sure y'all always bet on yourself and always dream, hustle, win. So it's been real, that boy. Thank you so much.
Hold on. One dot that boy KJ, y'all. Make sure y'all follow me on the gram, all right? And stream my music. I got a new song called Bobby Ray to drop. Another one called B-A-N. It stands for Bust Another Nut. And yeah, I got merch dropping soon. Just tune in, y'all, because this ready to go up. We ready to be live over here. And I'm going to tell my story for, like, the kids that have been through domestic violence or the loss of parent through the domestic violence, because I know a lot of people that, I know people personally that have been through that too. So yeah, to be the change in the world, you got to start with yourself. So yeah.
That's right. All right. So we make sure y'all go check his stuff out, and you know, we're going to have to edit some of this stuff, that boy. So, but we'll catch up. Okay. We'll catch up. Have a good night. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.